from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. President Prabowo gathers national figures to discuss global situation. Foreign Minister Sugiono orders phased evacuation of Indonesian citizens from Iran. Here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has summoned a number of national figures to the Jakarta Presidential Palace to discuss geopolitical developments, particularly in the Middle East. Rama Shidki Pratama has the detail.
President Prabowo Subianto gathered a number of national figures for a gathering and discussion at the Merdeka Place, Jakarta, on Tuesday, March 3rd. The four-hour meeting discussed global geopolitical developments, specifically the escalation of conflict in the Middle East. Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya stated that Prabowo invited all living former presidents, vice presidents, and foreign ministers, as well as all leaders of political parties in the country.
Sejak tadi malam, Bapak Presiden mengundang langsung seluruh presiden terdahulu.
Since last night, Mr. President personally invited all former presidents, all former vice presidents, then former foreign ministers, including the general chairpersons of political parties represented in Parliament. Thank God, almost the majority are present tonight to discuss, gather, and exchange views.
Untuk berdiskusi, bersilaturahmi, saling bertukar pandangan.
After the meeting, General Chairperson of the Golkar Party, Bahlil Lahadalia, conveyed his stance as a representative of political parties. Bahlil stated that his party understands the steps Indonesia is taking to prepare for and anticipate any possibilities arising from global dynamics. Golkar is a conservative-leaning party and is the second largest party in the Indonesian House of Representatives.
Prinsipnya adalah,
in principle, we from political parties fully understand the position taken by Mr. President and also the preparations, the steps to anticipate this. We are doing all of this in order to encourage that we can anticipate global events to secure our country.
Meanwhile, the president of the Prosperous Justice Party, PKS, Al-Muzamil Yusuf, emphasized President Prabowo's argument during the meeting, stating that Indonesia's joining the Board of Peace, or BOP, was the most feasible option among those available. Al-Muzamil added that Prabowo also stressed Indonesia's food and energy preparedness, as well as the unification of views to maintain national stability. Rama Shidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono has ordered a phased evacuation for Indonesian citizens in Iran. This effort follows the development of the conflict situation occurring in the Middle East. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono on Tuesday ordered evacuation measures for Indonesian citizens in Iran. This order follows the increasing escalation of the conflict in the Middle East region. In a statement delivered after meeting with President Prabowo Subianto at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta, Sugiono said that he had instructed the Indonesian ambassador in Tehran to immediately take evacuation steps. This measure is intended for Indonesian citizens who wish to be repatriated to the homeland.
Di tengah eskalasi yang semakin meningkat.
In the midst of the increasing escalation, I have ordered our ambassador in Tehran to take immediate evacuation measures if there are Indonesian citizens who wish to be evacuated.
jika memang ada masyarakat Indonesia menginginkan untuk dievakuasi.
Sugiono explained that not all Indonesian citizens in the affected areas have expressed a desire to be evacuated. However, there are a number of Indonesian citizens in Iran who are willing to be repatriated. According to him, the evacuation process will be carried out in stages according to the development of the situation on the ground and technical readiness. Sugiono also added that the situation in the region remains dynamic and has the potential to continue developing. The Indonesian government, he said, will continue to monitor the situation and prepare anticipatory steps. He emphasized that the government ensures the safety of Indonesian citizens abroad remains a priority amidst the rising tensions in the Middle East region.
The National Energy Council has just held its inaugural meeting in Jakarta on Tuesday. The Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, who is also the daily chairperson of the National Energy Council, Bahlil Lahadalia, stated his side is currently pursuing diplomatic channels while also seeking alternative oil sources as a result of the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the detail.
The National Energy Council is addressing the geopolitical dynamics in the Middle East region, which have caused a disruption in global energy supplies. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, who is also the daily chairperson of the council, Bahlil Lahadalia, on Tuesday stated that the government is currently working to secure the release of two oil tankers being held and is seeking alternative supply sources. Bahlil explained that diplomatic efforts are being pursued so that the two vessels can quickly leave the conflict area.
Yang pertama adalah menyangkut dengan dua kapal.
The first concerns the two vessels from the Strait of Hormuz, which are currently turning back. This was also discussed by Pertamina. We are making diplomatic efforts to find a better way for them to be released.
Besides diplomacy, Bahlil mentioned that the government is also focusing on oil sources from other regions. Indonesia has already reached out to markets in the United States and Africa to reduce the risk of dependence on Middle Eastern oil imports, which currently stand at 25%.
Ternyata setelah tadi kita detailing,
it turns out, after we detailed it just now, of our total crude imports from the Middle East, it's approximately 20 to 25%. The remainder we take from Africa, from Angola, from America, and then from several other countries like Brazil.
One concrete manifestation of this strategy is the strengthening of trade cooperation with the United States through the recent signing of Agreement on Reciprocal Trade Document valued at $15 billion. Bahlil stated this step was taken because the tensions between Iran, Israel, and the United States are difficult to predict when they will end. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
At the United Nations Tourism Minister Summit during the ITB Berlin 2026 series held from March 3rd to the 5th, 2026, Indonesian Minister of Tourism Widianti Putri highlighted the importance of investment as the main driver for destination development in Indonesia. Rizka Fadila has the detail.
The Minister of Tourism of the Republic of Indonesia, Widianti Putri Wardana, has affirmed the government commitment to developing tourist destinations beyond Bali. This statement was delivered at the UN Tourism Ministers Summit, part of the ITB Berlin 2026 event on Thursday, March 3rd. In this prestigious forum held on the sidelines of the world's largest tourism exhibition, Widianti emphasized the importance of investment as the key driver to unlock and optimize the tourism potential in various regions of Indonesia.
Tourism investment in Indonesia is a key catalyst that unlocks destination potential. We have a destination that is very well known, Bali, but since 2016, we developed 10 new destinations other than Bali.
These 10 destinations are Lake Toba, Tanjung Kelayang, the Thousand Islands, Borobudur, Bromo Tengger Sumeru, Mandalika, Labuan Bajo, Wakatobi, and Morotai. Widianti revealed that so far tourism investment has been concreted on the islands of Bali and Java. Therefore, the government will prioritize the development of the 10 priority destinations so they can function optimally and contribute to a more equitable economy.
And more than 70% of investment directed to Bali and Java Island, and 42% concentrated in Bali and Jakarta alone. Therefore, our priority is to secure sufficient investment in the 10 priority destinations other than Bali.
As part of the equalization strategy, the Ministry of Tourism has prepared 10 special economic zones for tourism. Through this scheme, investors can obtain various incentives such as tax allowance, import duty exemptions, super tax deduction, and corporate income tax holidays. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Moving on to the global turmoil resulting from the escalation in the Strait of Hormuz is seen as having the potential to pressure the Indonesian economy, primarily through rising oil prices and the risk of imported inflation. Economist Irfan Shawki Beg has emphasized that the government needs to strengthen subsidy policies and tighten capital market supervision to maintain stability amid these pressures. Ofra Regina has the detail.
Economist Irfan Shawki Beg on Tuesday emphasized that the government needs to take firm fiscal and market supervision steps to mitigate the impact of the global turmoil caused by the escalation in the Strait of Hormuz. During his interview in Voitalk program with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, he stated that disruptions to this strategic energy trade route have the potential to drive up world oil prices. As a net oil importing country, Indonesia is seen as facing additional pressure, both in terms of import costs and the potential for domestic price increases. He explained that rising oil prices could trigger an increase in production costs across various industrial sectors. Consequently, the prices of goods and commodities risk being dragged up if not anticipated with appropriate policies.
Yeah, so this may reduce the impact of inflation, which will be arise from the increasing input price and cost of production, which of course give pressure to the increasing output price of the commodity. So the fiscal authority in this regard, the Minister of Finance, should take extreme measure in this regard and utilize our fiscal to minimize that impact.
Besides fiscal policy, Irfan also highlighted the importance of maintaining financial market stability amidst increasing global uncertainty. He assessed that investors tend to be sensitive to geopolitical issues and could overreact if there is no strong signal from the government.
The main point is how the government can prevent the imported inflation. Imported inflation because of the the current situation, and also from the Financial Services Authority, since they are responsible to monitor the capital market also. So profit taking activities must be strictly observed. Don't let the free rider to take advantage, and also benefit from this situation. And that's why we want the authority to closely monitor and observe the situation in the capital market.
He added that coordination between monetary, fiscal, and financial sector supervisory authorities is key to maintaining investor confidence. With measured mitigation steps and strict supervision, Indonesia is expected to be able to mitigate external pressures and maintain national economic stability amidst the global turmoil.
The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency has issued an early warning regarding Indonesia's climatic conditions this year. The 2026 dry season is predicted to arrive earlier, last longer, and bring rainfall that is drier than usual. Kiki Purba has the detail.
Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, BMKG, announced on Wednesday its prediction that most parts of Indonesia will enter the dry season between April and June 2026. The head of the agency, Tauku Faisal Fatani, stated that the weak La Nina phenomenon ended in February and climate index conditions are currently in a neutral phase. However, the main concern is the duration of this year's dry season, which is predicted to exceed its normal limit in more than 57% of seasonal zone areas.
Jadi ini perlu dicatat bahwa musim kemarau.
So it needs to be noted that the dry season we will face in 2026 will be longer than normal.
In addition to the longer duration, rainfall during this upcoming dry season is predicted to fall into the below normal category. The Deputy for Climatology at BMKG, Ardasena Sopaheluwakan, explained that this condition will make the weather feel much drier compared to previous years, with the peak of the drought expected to occur uniformly in August.
Lalu yang kemudian curah hujan yang turun selama periode.
Rainfall during the 2026 dry season is generally predicted to be below normal or drier. The peak period of the dry season is predicted to largely occur in August 2026.
In response to this, the Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency recommends rapid anticipatory measures across various sectors, ranging from adjusting planting schedules in the food sector, filling reservoirs for water and energy reserves, to preparedness for potential forest and land fires in vulnerable areas.
Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
We end the news with the Indonesian Ministry of Hajj and Umrah on Tuesday facilitated the inaugural export of 76 tons of Indonesian spice paste to Saudi Arabia to strengthen the supply chain for pilgrims' consumption. The shipment by one of the Indonesian companies includes various spice variants that will be used in the kitchen serving Indonesian pilgrims in Mecca and Medina. Director of Partnership Facilities for the Development of the Hajj and Umrah Economic Ecosystem at the Indonesian Ministry of Hajj and Umrah, Tri Hidayatno, stated, "This step is part of a strategy to expand access for national products within the Hajj and Umrah economic ecosystem, while also opening up greater market opportunities in Saudi Arabia. This effort is also expected to encourage the involvement of Indonesian MSMEs in the global market." Well, listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm Indra Asmo, President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia. On behalf of the management and staff of Radio Republik of Indonesia, I wish you happy fasting during this holy month of Ramadan, 1447 Hijriah. The month of Ramadan is a moment to strengthen the values of faith, integrity and social concern. In line with Radio Republik Indonesia's vision as a trusted, relevant, impactful and inspiring public media, we are committed to continuing to present podcasts that educate, inspire and strengthen national unity and values. Through the spirit of Ramadan, RRI will continue to fulfill its role as a platform for accurate and balanced information, a means of public education, and a source of inspiration that fosters optimism and hope for this nation. May our fasting be accepted by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and may this Ramadan bring blessing, peace, and a renewed spirit in serving the community and the nation. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Terima kasih.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Differently, are we really never meant to be? When you kissed me slowly, did we cross the line? Can't the world just let us be? 'Cause you made me love the things I hate about myself. How can I love the way you love like no one else? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
love like the way you do. Love like you love me too.
Teach me how to
of Indonesia.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Rejansi, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Duku Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The water flows from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here, and of course, don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Voice of Indonesia.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. When you travel to Ciamis, West Java, Indonesia, you have to visit the Jati Semu Tourism Attraction. This location combines the concepts of nature, education, and adventure tourism. It is located in Jalatrang Village, Cipaku District, Ciamis Regency. From the downtown of Ciamis City, the distance is about 15 kilometers or 30 minutes by driving. This tourism attraction is open every day. Jati Sewu Tourism opens from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. The ticket price on Monday until Friday or weekday is 15,000 rupiah or $1 per person, while on Saturday and Sunday, the rate is 20,000 rupiah per person. Surrounded by thick trees, Jati Sewu Tourism Destination offers a number of interesting tourism activities. You can swim in the Jati Sewu Cibungbang swimming pool, whose water is supplied from the Cibungbang spring. No wonder that the water is very clear. You can also enjoy various other facilities such as underwater selfies, snorkeling, and pre-wedding. The underwater selfies at this location is the first one in Ciamis. Four underwater photo facilities, The management has provided various properties such as motorbikes, bicycles, and others. You can also use this facility without additional fees. Listener, for you who bring children, this tourism attraction provides some traditional games including stilt, terompah, slingshot, angklung traditional musical instrument, and so on, which are packaged in a fun way. For you who want to be adventurous, you can also try out the archery and paintball rides. Jatisewu Tourism also has accommodation and camping areas for tourists who want to enjoy the night atmosphere in this tourism area. Jatisewu Tourism is also equipped with various public facilities such as toilets, parking areas, restaurants, and prayer rooms. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is di Samarinda, di Samarinda, which means in Samarinda. You will listen to a conversation about tidak sering, tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to a shipping company staff in Samarinda, East Kalimantan. The staff answered Chris' question about how long it may take to ship his motorcycle from Samarinda to Bali. Let's listen to the conversation.
Berapa lama motor saya sampai di Bali?
Kira-kira 2 minggu.
Oh, cukup lama. Tapi tepat waktu ya?
Bisa saja terlambat jika cuaca buruk. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Namun. Namun, which means but. Hal itu. Hal itu, which means that. Tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means not often or rarely. Terjadi. Terjadi, which means happen. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi, which means but that rarely happens. Berapa lama? Berapa lama, which means how long. Motor. Motor, which means motorcycle. Sampai. Sampai, which means arrive. Kira-kira. Kira-kira, which means approximately. 2 minggu. 2 minggu, which means 2 weeks. Cukup lama. Cukup lama, which means quite long. Tepat waktu. Tepat waktu, which means on time. Terlambat. Terlambat, which means late. Cuaca buruk. Cuaca buruk, which means bad weather. In this conversation, you hear the expression namun. Hal itu tidak sering terjadi. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi, which means but that rarely happens. In the expression, there is a phrase tidak sering. Tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. The phrase tidak sering, which means rarely or not often, or something that happens in a low frequency like occasionally or sometimes. In the complete expression, the phrase tidak sering, which means not often or rarely, was used to tell that late shipping because of bad weather doesn't frequently happen. Here are other examples. Let's listen to other uses of tidak sering, which means not often or rarely. Saya tidak sering mengunjungi keluarga di Bali. Saya tidak sering mengunjungi keluarga di Bali, which means I rarely visit my family in Bali or I don't often visit my family in Bali. Chris tidak sering mengendarai mobil. Chris tidak sering mengendarai mobil, which means Chris rarely drives his car. For information, in Indonesia, motorcycles are a popular private vehicle. The annual motorcycle sales in Indonesia is around 5 million units. Indonesians prefer motorcycles because they are more affordable than cars. Motorcycles are also more flexible for daily use. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen again to the conversation.
Berapa lama motor saya sampai di Bali?
Kira-kira 2 minggu.
Oh, cukup lama. Tapi tepat waktu ya?
Bisa saja terlambat jika cuaca buruk. Namun, hal itu tidak sering terjadi.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about tidak sering, which means rarely or not often. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal, sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.